There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And, yep. Most regrettable.
Oh, man. We recording?
We are.
There it is. Episode 85.
Yeah. Big time.
Thank you guys for waiting on me. I had some delays. Work, for one.
No, that's all right.
Kind of funny, you know, how real things try to get in the way of what really matters.
But, absolutely.
Get home, my wife's on the phone, like talking more like aggressively to anybody I think I've ever heard.
Ooh, nice.
And I was like trying to get ready and stuff, so I only caught like this or that she was saying. And then she was off the phone. It was the internet provider. Who she was quite upset with. Oh. I guess got a bill in the mail, and she was like, you know, I haven't been paying attention, but it does seem like it's getting more and more every day. Takes a look at it. It's $20 more than what we got. And it was like $45 before. Now it's like $65. And she looked. It was like $1 per month that they raised this thing. And she tells me she's talking to this guy. And he's like, oh, yeah, but that's because the special promotion ended. And she's like, what special promotion? Never. And he's like, the special one for you, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she said something along the lines like, if it's one more dollar next month, we'll cancel it.
That's funny.
And I'm literally like, you got to be bluffing. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She's like, we'll go with somebody else. There is nobody else.
What is it again?
Vive.
Internet.
Oh, right. Vive.
Intronet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm about done with them.
Are you
homie.
On them?
Oh, my gosh.
The hidden fees, man. Have they done the same thing to you?
Well, remember when I said I was leaving? That was where they were like, oh, yeah, your promotional thing ended. You're beginners. So we'll get a new thing on there for you. They knocked it down from like 60. When it reached 65, I was like, what in the world? Yeah. Not to mention this month, I went a week without internet because it was down. And then also it's just been spotty. It's been getting bad. You know?
Yeah, it has. Right.
Yeah. And especially when you're editing a podcast that ends up being a gigabyte and you got to upload that to Castos or whatever that thing is.
And pray there's no, it doesn't interrupt in the middle. Corrode the file.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Exactly.
Corrupt.
Dude, yeah.
Corrupt.
I would be like, send a rep over here now and just noogie them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I called Vive and they were like, sir, of course I call and they're like, hello, this is Vive, you know, what do you want? And I'm like, I want to cancel my service. They're like, hold on and get me into, you know, Chaz. It's like, hey, bro, what's going on? What's going on, dude? Yeah. You know? And I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Price hike.
Y'all playing me here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Price hike, quality lowers. What's with that? And he was like, oh, dude, you know, I'll send a technician out, check it out.
He's like, you no know? Need to aggro, man.
Yeah.
Like, just chill, all right?
Just chill. And he swindled me into it.
Yeah,
but he knocked it down. It was like at 65, and he knocked it down to 30 again a month.
Oh, wow.
So you don't call being like, what is the meaning? Call and be like, I'm canceling.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they send you to the five-star.
So was the point to cancel for real, or was the point to get a little extra off the top?
100% cancel. It would have worked perfectly because it was like the day I was moving. And I was like, listen, instead of the transfer service, it's just easy. It's done. I just paid my last bill.
Mm. So can we talk about the salesman that is Chaz, dude?
Yeah, Chaz was
straight
legit.
Sold you.
Yeah, he did.
He's like, I'll hire him for the new station.
Yeah. I respect a good salesman.
Well,
you know?
I do too. That's what I'm saying, you know, because sometimes I go into the situation where I'm like, I will never buy whatever product or service.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then I have been. In the case where I've purchased whatever I said I would never. So those people were really great salespeople. That's obviously their job, but some of them, no problem.
Yeah, like the customer retention salespeople.
Yeah. Some of them, I would turn them down. No problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, I'm sorry. No problem. And then, you know, maybe they're intimidated. Maybe they're over it, whatever.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, they just move on. Whereas some of them, they've got the right words.
Yeah. I think I am truly done, though, because I will end up paying a little bit more because the one that we're thinking about going to has... It has the, I'm not even going to say their name, but it's not the one that's coming. They already have fiber optic stuff. you know, the one that used to be terrible.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
And now they're on a month-to-month. They used to sign you up for like a two-year contract or something and be like, oh, sorry, is it not working?
Yeah.
But can you be there from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. anywhere in the fall season?
Yeah.
You know?
Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and for those who listen who aren't from Oklahoma or Arkansas, may not be able to appreciate how bad the internet can be here and the lack of options, you know? And I think maybe you guys are even in a tougher position over here because there's some franchise laws and stuff. I mean, I guess those are everywhere, but in any case, this one organization, not-for-profit state organization announces it's getting some federal money to lay internet like terabyte fiber optic internet lines down, and then the companies that were here before finally like, oh man, we got to get off our ass and do something. Yeah. And they it does seem like they really did from what I hear. So competition, you know, that's really good, but
competition's good for it.
Good on you for getting your bill lowered, you know, because it's almost like listening to my wife, it was a tie at best. Yeah. They're still getting their $65. They're just not going to get $66
right
next week, supposedly, you know? And
right.
I would say the first time they increased the bill, shame on them, you know? Mm-hmm. But then like after doing it every month for a couple of years and we hadn't said anything, shame on us, you know, at this
it's
point.
True. And you guys have been customers of theirs longer. So maybe they're looking at you. Maybe they have some
metric
where it's like, okay, if we've kept them for this long, we can lose them now. That's really not going to add too much stress. Like for me, I was still within a year. You know, they need me for 2 years, I bet. And then they'll be like, screw this guy. Let's make his bill like $100 one month and see what he says.
Man, you know, it's so rare that people ever actually say anything. I feel like we've talked about it before, the hidden fees, the all the subscriptions and everything, how it just adds up. And for the most part, you just kind of pay it, you know, until, man, it sneaks up on you like that. Yeah. You're paying like, you got hundreds of dollars every month going to crap you're not using or that just increased out of nowhere.
Yeah. There's apps, there's entire apps designed to help you cut those off.
It's that crazy. Would help, I guess.
Good way, if you use the same card for everything, just cut that and get a new card.
But I think you got to put your card into the new app to cut everything else off, so you'll keep charged for that.
Oh yeah, for the rest of the
for that app.
Exactly.
I was thinking like if your Netflix and everything is going to one card, that's one way to do it.
That's
start
true.
Fresh.
Yeah.
New bank, especially if a bank card. Credit card's a little harder than that. But if it's a bank card, it's like, can I get a new card, new number? And they'll print you one right there. Cut the old one up. And now Netflix has nothing to go off of anymore. And you're like, I'm starting fresh.
Man, sometimes it's just way easier to do that. Like Caitlin, she told me the other day, she's like, hey, I'm canceling your card and getting you a new one because she said there's some, it's my fault, some subscription on there. We can't even figure out how to get out of it.
OF.
It's just so.
So it's OF on there, $9.99 a month. What is this?
Yeah.
What is
this? That's funny. That would make more sense. This is like, I pay $40 a month for this app that I use maybe twice a year for work-related projects. But in any case, so you're talking, you know, it's over $400, but nearly $500 a year that I paid for a couple of years on this stupid thing now.
Dang.
And she was like, you know what? Screw it. It makes it so difficult to get out of it or to cancel your subscription. She's like, I'm just going to cut your card up.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
That's one way to do it, man. There's no recourse as a customer anymore. Like the other day I was talking about this on the radio. I want to play that old Zelda game, right? I got a Nintendo Switch. I'm like, I want to play that Ocarina of Time. That game's bussing, as the kids say. You go to that service, right? And it's like, it's you don't just buy the game. You have to subscribe to their service. So they only sell it a year at a time.
What? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So they sell it 1 year. It's $50.
Game that came out how long ago?
Forever ago. Yeah. And like, who would play that game longer than a day or two? Before you're like, oh yeah, there's a reason why.
Yeah.
These games are old and nobody plays them anymore.
Exactly. No doubt.
Yeah. And it's just ridiculous. Like a year, I got to subscribe to this thing for a year and people will complain about it while they're plugging in their, their card number. Yeah. Like this is just ridiculous. Like you have we all have to band together if we want to do this.
Is this for just the one game?
It gives you the Nintendo 64 package, which comes with like 10 games. Like, and half of them are like Bomberman. Who's going to play Bomberman?
Right.
That was cool in 98. No Turok.
Turok? Pilot Wings?
You get Pilot Wings. Right, you get Pilot Wings 64, the notable ones. You get Pilot Wings 64. You get Super Mario 64. Yep. You get Mario Kart 64. Yeah. You get...
GoldenEye?
Don't even have GoldenEye.
What?
Oh, man. How that's criminal.
Yeah.
Are they like... Is it because... Have you read? Are they? Is it difficult for them to port some of those games over?
Might
to,
be. Might
to play
be.
Or something? Yeah.
And the worst part is, it'd be okay, fair enough, if you're like an N64 champion and you want to play and beat all those games again. They suck. They're emulated. They're not even like redesigned or something from the ground up.
Yeah.
So people are saying the worst version of Ocarina of Time at this current moment is the one that you get on Switch. It's all like the colors are all messed up and they tried some dumb, you know, smoother on the thing. Okay, makes everybody look ridiculous.
I don't imagine
stuff.
The controls translate real well because you remember the 64 controller is the weirdest dang
alien.
Like, yeah, it was for an alien. Something with three hands.
Yeah,
right?
Hands. And, it had the joystick on this side and then the, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there was like the whole left side never got used for anything, or you would have to, because you got your main control right here, the trigger button on the middle, you have to like take this hand off, put it on the other.
Yeah.
It's like if you're left-handed and try to use a bolt action rifle.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Exactly.
You're reaching over.
Exactly, yeah.
So I ended up just emulating on the PC for free, by the way, in like 3 minutes. I had it going playing it with an Xbox controller.
Yeah. Nice. Didn't look bad. Yeah. I stopped by. Yeah. Didn't look bad on it. I was very nostalgic, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. They're capitalizing off
nostalgia.
Our current era of folks that find some nostalgia where they were real young or even a little bit, you know, early 20s. Now they have expendable income and they're like, oh, well, we can maximize, you know.
Absolutely.
They expect them to do exactly what you say they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Play them for 30 minutes and put it up.
Because
that's
like,
why they're saying you have to lock in for a year,
right?
Because you'll do 1 month,
one
and that's
month.
It,
yeah,
100%. Or 1 week, or you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you'd do a week.
And they
if they
money.
Had a free trial, I'd just do that
exactly,
and scratch that itch for that day, and then I'll try again in 10 years.
And then forget to cancel it
and change your email.
I'm a stickler.
Yeah,
you know, free trials.
Oh yeah,
I end it immediately, and then it still keeps your thing ends in 7 days. You know, it does. I used to think if you ended it, you had to wait till the seventh day to get your full seven days. Now you can end that the moment that you signed up for the free trial.
Because you changed your mind. We got that Discovery Plus. We got the 7 day and we canceled it before, like as soon as we subscribed for it, we canceled it. And it was like, you get the 7 days. And then at the seventh day, it canceled. And we were like, but now we got all these shows because we're suggesting stuff, you know, that it's like, everything's a rabbit hole, man.
Yeah,
it's all designed to be a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, like you're throwing your wallet down in the rabbit hole too, you know.
Man.
So
all the
video games, I mean, most of the video games have in-app purchases or in-game purchases.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get some GTA bucks or some, you know, some Fortnite bucks or whatever you're playing, you know. It's
not
easy.
Zelda, where it's just rupees. Okay?
Yeah.
And you don't get to buy rupees with real money. And everything has that. I played one of the new Far Cry games recently, and it had in-game currency and then also extra, like, you had money and then like a silver bar you could buy with real money.
Yeah.
So you could use those to fast track unlocking guns. You still had to advance in the game in a single player mission enough to be able to unlock the gun, but you still had to buy the gun after unlocking it. And if you wanted to, the game made guns just expensive enough that it takes you forever to unlock them.
Right.
So what can you do instead is take your wallet. You already bought the game for 70 bucks. Why not go ahead and pump more? And it's just like
three hits of 1999 later.
Yeah,
yeah. You see the prices for that kind of currency. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, there's that game World of Warships. And I read that if you were like brand new to the game, you wanted to go ahead and lock every little thing. And now this was like a year ago, so who knows how much they've added to it. You would have to drop 25 grand. Real money in that game to be able to unlock everything.
Wow.
That's 25 grand. The game's free on Xbox Game Pass, though, you know, but you want to go anywhere in it, you better put some money.
Crazy part is there's a kid out there that has that fast track.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had the money.
Yeah. The FIFA games, they come with this special mode called Ultimate Teams where you build your teams.
Yeah.
And you get players through packs. That you open the packs and you get the players and you hopefully get a good one.
So the point is Madden or one of them.
So the point is you pump $20 in, you get 10 packs, you don't get what you were needing, or like you can't just get the specific guy.
That's crazy.
You know, you can't just.
But then even you did really well, and you're like, but man, I want to finish the team with somebody awesome. One just more a little 20. Bit more. Yeah.
And then with the Far Cry thing, at least if I'm going to spend my real money, I should be able to just use that gun on all the noobs at the beginning.
Like, right. No, you don't get to
unlock it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I paid for it.
But I guess in so many games, man, they've gotten so grindy. That's why I have a hard time even trying to ever play anything new. Is it seems the ones I always end up playing are like super grindy. You got to do all this resource gathering, you gotta do all the
exploring,
you gotta increase your levels, all this and that. It's not fun, man. It's work,
and you can't be really good at the game unless you do all that stuff. Course,
absolutely
too,
and then they do that to tie it into the real purchase, you know, to be able to put, is it in-game purchase, I guess, is that what they call that system? You know, have a whole gauntlet of those things that you can purchase, you know, just to give yourself a little boost. It's ridiculous. But
think about the games that got you hooked on games. They were fun, man.
Yeah.
They were super fun.
One time cost.
You just hop in. You don't need to worry about adjusting all this dirt and different stuff and leveling up all this different crap. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the Halo game, the first Halo one. Just hop on.
Remember
just
back
literally
when
hop on.
You had three lives.
Three lives, man.
That was more than enough.
Yeah, three lives. And if you didn't win, guess what? You didn't have a checkpoint.
Yeah, you started the
over.
Dummy. Shouldn't have died.
That's right.
Man.
You had to
Would a kid even want to go back and play Zelda Ocarina of Time? I was at a meeting last night, and somebody brought their kid with them and had a little laptop set up for them, and they were playing. I asked him one point, I was like, what you got going on over there? He did not take his eyes. Kid was maybe like 5-6 or something, did not take his eyes off the screen, didn't say anything. His mom's like, hey, he asked you what game you're playing. He's like, blah, blah. And she's like, he's playing Roblox. Which I guess is a super popular game right now. I don't know anything
among the
about
kiddies.
It. It looked insane. It's some kind of online game.
Just colors and noises.
Probably like a kid-friendly Fortnite is maybe what it looks.
I think so, yeah.
But like during the like Pledge of Allegiance, the prayer and stuff before the meeting and everything, she was like snapping at that kid for him to get off the game. And like I did look over once while we're doing the Pledge of Allegiance. He's just sitting there like playing it. And just like, man, those games are so – I'm sure it's just – like a lot of games are just addictive, you know?
And that particular game is big. I just know about it from Reddit on the in-app purchases. I'm seeing something that was like, you know, so my kid got a hold of my credit card and spent $1,200 on Roblox, you know, characters or whatever. Because, I mean, kid gets a hold of that, and it just saves the information right there. You can't expect your kid to
keep buying it.
Yeah.
Just say yes or no, yes.
Yeah. And that's, he might that's be that. Smart enough to do it, but might not be smart enough to know that like it shows up.
Exactly.
All this stuff from Roblox. He's like, it says that?
What?
Yeah. I was hoping some guy in Brazil has your card or something.
I was looking at that kid, and he was, you know, nice folks, you know, so I don't know anything other than that. But I was just looking, and I was like, I got to not let Mariah grow up to be like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be really tough, I'm afraid, you know, where it's like, what do you want for Christmas? And, like, Roblox points, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, your kids, like, to the point... don't even want anything real, you know. Just
see like a big grand package, and they're like, "I know that ain't points for my Roblox.
Yeah.
That's what I know that isn't." So I'm already disappointed.
Like, well, would be like, "What is this?"
As someone who bought points, you know, I bought like currency online for our kids in the past. I almost guarantee you, they would say, don't buy them currency for those things. Because looking back at the most of the stuff that they bought, they ain't using it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Because
it's for games. Yeah, it's Modern Warfare. You know what I mean?
The
Modern Warfare 2.
Out.
Exactly. Yeah. They ain't played Modern Warfare 2 in 7 years.
Yeah.
But they spent $40 of their money to get the packs and to get the, you know, exactly.
I never even got to use that one skin.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So I guarantee you're right. You're on the right track with saying you're going, you know, make sure she doesn't get... Yeah, now, Amazon gift card, I think those are really good, actually.
Sure. Yeah. You know, and that's why, like, don't get me wrong. Kids going to play some video games. Right. They got to do a little bit of that, but I'm hoping, you know.
It's the right video game.
Some Zelda. Yeah, back that. You know, that's just my old school coming out. Like, you don't need that new stuff, you know. Yeah. Play some GoldenEye. That's good enough a shooter as you ever need.
My mom was watching me play Zelda, though, and I was half expecting her to be like, okay, see, I can watch this. She was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Crap. Aren't you playing Black Ops 4?
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, I did play GoldenEye the other day.
What?
And yeah, and it is, it's rough, bro.
Oh, yeah.
It's so rough.
It doesn't hold up, does it?
Oh, it is so pixeled.
Yeah.
It's so, it's like, I mean, it, I don't know.
Oh, no, yeah. You're right. You're right 100%. I was playing that Zelda game, and I was like, this is dated.
Yeah. I mean, we play DayZ, and the mechanics are so realistic. You play Modern Warfare or the new COD, and there's realistic esque stuff, but there's a lot of cartoony stuff in that, too. You play Fortnite, there's a lot of cartoony stuff. But the move, I mean, but it's
the physics. And
stuff, it's
right?
crazy the way they could do that stuff now. It's funny. I watch letting the boys play like Frogger and stuff like that from the Atari Pitfall. They found it interesting immediately. Within 30 minutes, they were done with it.
Yeah, that's how I think all games were back then.
Yeah.
They couldn't hold your attention for quite that long.
Then you'd come back later thinking, oh, I could, you know. And then you probably, what happened is you got to a part you couldn't beat.
Yeah.
And
you
then
just gave up.
Yep.
That's what I've been holding on to for like Mariah, baby Mariah, when she's old enough to like have her come over and be like, please shield her from all video games so I can be like, this is the newest game out. Yeah. Super Mario Brothers world, you know, and be like, all right, take a seat, because you remember our babysitter had it, and it was it was so the greatest thing ever. Now it's like games are so bleh that you get them on your phone or everywhere, and it's just so like, you know, it's not exciting anymore. You have it there, you have it in your pocket, you have it at home, you have it at school, you have it here. Like back then, man. Video games was like my babysitter had them. Yeah. That was it.
Or when you did, you finally got a console, like you had one or two of them, right? Yeah. So you might play the hell out of those ones, you know. Whereas now, you know, I was looking at the Game Pass on Xbox recently. Those are just free games that they offer if you have the subscription, right? And I mean,
and you can game share too.
If you were, I don't think you could play all of those games to their completion in one human lifetime. Yeah,
probably
not.
It's, I agree.
And that's just on Game Pass, you know?
And that's 8 hours a day.
Yeah. Dude, if you do 24 hours a day, you know? Yeah. You couldn't make your way through all those games. Grind.
Yeah, for sure.
That's funny.
It's nonsense, man. New video games suck and they're not fun.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. The indie market was cool for a second, but now it's just in the same place.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because like DayZ and stuff, that's kind of started in an indie way.
Unless you're like on the race car games, those seem to be really hot right now. The Gran Turismos and Forza and all
that
of the world.
Thing though, right?
Yeah, but they are getting so realistic. Mm-hmm. On TikTok, I did the reason why I even say this. I've seen a lot more, maybe because I sat and watched a guy driving, and I think it was like the streets of LA or the streets of Las Vegas, whatever it was. But it was a simulated style thing. But it was that. It was either Forza or one of the Gran Turismo. I don't know what he was playing, but it was so real. Now he had like a triple screen that looked like a and a wheel and the gear shifter
and nice.
I mean it looked like the dash of a like a GTR or whatever it was. But it was a real cool setup. But I think those are really hot right now too.
Yeah, for sure. Forza's so like new and real. My character was transgendered.
That's right.
You remember? But you know what the most popular game or mobile game to this day is?
Like Candy Crush or something.
It's fourth. No, it's not that old. It's actually Pokemon Go. So
people still playing that?
People are still playing it.
Really?
Yeah. And a matter of fact, we had a person get out just about a month ago on the front yard and walk up about halfway into the yard with her phone.
Catching a Squirtle out there in your yard.
Super willing to get mugged, robbed, shot.
Dude, absolutely.
Trespass.
Still going on.
Yeah, that's
so
crazy.
But that, I just looked that up today. So, but yeah.
That was such a craze when it came out. That's the first time I've heard of it since like the pandemic, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
If you were like driving in downtown Chicago.
Like, remember when people
get out to catch a Charizard?
Remember when people were walking out into traffic?
Yeah.
Because they were
out of buildings?
Getting
their iPhones stolen right off. Like,
no doubt. Not
even looking at it.
Yeah,
there was one case, man, I forget where it was. I think it was somewhere in the South where it was like a couple like 14-year-old kids, they were out one night playing the Pokemon Go, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and worshiping the devil probably as well. But they went to this house, and I guess there was a Pokemon in there that they really wanted, so they like tried to open the window, and it was a little old lady who lived there, and I guess her husband just passed away, and she thinks somebody's breaking into the house.
Yeah.
So she shoots both of them dead.
Oh,
golly.
And because she thinks they're home intruders. Now, a couple of kids that.
But that crosses a line. You going into a house, dude. That's you go around and see if you can catch it on the other side of the outside.
No guarantee. I guarantee no charges pressed against her.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just.
But still, lady? Now you lose
a squirtle in your bathtub.
But now more life is lost. You know.
It's crazy. You know. And, I don't know. I haven't heard of one of those instances in a while. So maybe that was like a quick culling period for the folks who were going to die playing Pokemon Go. They died, you know, like you saw.
They're gone.
Yeah. You know, they're not with us anymore. Now it's more the survival of the Pokemon fittest.
Right.
Now, people who aren't going to do
feature
anything.
Where it says, look up, you know, look up. You're heading into oncoming traffic.
Maybe not like knock at your door.
Yeah.
You know, like, excuse me. I know this is very, very awkward, but you have a Charizard inside your house, I would really like to be able to capture
it. Can I catch that for you? It's like, I'm like the Ghostbusters, really.
Yeah. Let me get you, rid your house of it.
Exactly.
Caitlin likes
Charizard.
Caitlin loved the original Pokemon, so when the Pokemon Go came out, she's like, let's try it out. I think it was like free, right, when it came out. I'm sure you could buy, you spend money on it with somehow.
Sure.
We went to like the Catholic church in town because they had some kind of creature out
demon-y.
There. It was a crazy one. I can't remember which one it is. It's like a big bug with pinchers on its head. And it was a crazy looking one. And she's out there like throwing Pokeballs at it. I don't know. Just press your phone. You swipe on your phone to throw a Pokeball
at
it.
So stupid.
Yeah. And it just didn't work. It was just like she wasn't leveled up enough or something like
data
that.
Or GPS malfunction around here.
We were like in the zone, like it's set on there. It's like, throw your Pokeballs out. You know, it's like, just threw them all out there. Nothing. We got nothing to show for it. I ain't got one of them things.
You could have bought 20 more Pokeballs.
Yeah, definitely. 99. I think that was instantly deleted the app after that. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what kind of guy I've been recently. For the past 2 weeks, I've been the dude like, I can't wait till a couple Pokemon Go players break into my house so I can shoot them dead. Because I got a pistol now.
Oh, yeah, you do,
Dude.
You were armed to the teeth. Yeah.
Jehovah's Witness comes up. I got to hanging out my dungarees. I'm just scratching my head like what did you guys want? Pamphlet? y'all know I don't take pamphlets.
How many times? Say pamphlet again.
Yeah,
pamphlet
you have a gun again. Now that you live in the safest neighborhood in town.
Yeah.
You were living in a spot where you should have had a couple of them.
Should have had a couple. Yeah.
And never. I got sharp sticks and harsh language for
that's
you.
That's right.
Break into my house.
I had a 22. I'll make you uncomfortable.
Don't shoot me with it.
I was watching The Purge the other night just with my hand on it.
Yeah.
It's like, try and purge me. I'll purge you.
I remember my first gun.
Yeah. You just start caressing it, dude, and like looking at it. You'll unload it and load it three times in a row.
See, I got one the same day. Like, we got the 2-for-1 special, and I have forgotten. Like, I continuously forget mine exists.
Oh man, I go home and I say hello to it. Like, I'm in love. I'm in love with it right now.
Nice.
It is.
We gotta shoot it.
I know. We haven't even bust a cap on my Glizzy yet.
You're savoring its virginity, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now what kind is it?
It's a Glizzy, straight up Glock 48.
All right. All right.
It's a badass. It's a badass for sure.
It's all custom. Got with the slide and stuff on it. That's pretty sweet.
Like custom milling or lasering on the slide. Yeah. Some glow in the dark, like Trigicon sights or whatever they are on there.
Trigicons.
Really cool. Trigicons, man. They're cool, man.
That's the type of stuff like they Trigicon makes the ACOG scope.
Yeah.
And it comes with a warning label that says like if you were to drop it because it's got that tritium.
Yeah.
Inside that's what like if you get, that's what makes the ACOG so special is that it no batteries in it, but it has an illuminated reticule because it uses tritium, which is a radioactive substance to create that light. If you drop it and it cracks, they say you're supposed to call a hazmat team.
Yeah.
I don't know how bad it would be. I mean, you definitely wouldn't want to, you would want to avoid touching it, I'm sure. And definitely not like, you know, drink it or anything like that.
Yeah. Tritium would not be good.
Yeah.
Tritium powering American ingenuity. Yeah.
And Laura
40 Lula. Years.
It's a new facial cream.
Tritium in it. Exactly.
Brought to you all this gun talk brought to you by Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
A proud sponsor of the NRA.
Proud sponsor.
Actually, technically, yes, that is true. Yeah. Too.
Proud sponsor of the NRA. Proud sponsor of the Regrettable Podcast for its entirety, pretty much.
Yeah.
I think she listened to a couple episodes. She was like, all right, fine.
Right.
I'll sponsor you.
She's
I guess.
Quit begging.
Yeah.
That's what she did.
Man, she's on the
you
north
side. You were eating when I got here, and now you're ready to go again.
He's ready to go again.
Well, I had a couple beers, and I knew that if I kept drinking and I didn't put something on my belly that I would be worthless at about 30 minutes.
I can understand. I stopped at one of my favorite convenience stores on the way here, and they had something I'd never seen before. I mean, I saw it was an egg roll shaped thing, and I asked about it. It's a boudin. Oh, thank you so much.
Boudin egg roll. Boudin
Reese's. It was a boudin cheese and egg. Egg roll.
What?
Like scrambled egg in there. It was insane. It, maybe it was a breakfast thing or whatever, because it did look like it was there for a while. But when I asked about it, she was like, do you want it? I was like, yeah, go ahead, throw that in there too. And she's like, well, it's been out there all day.
Gotcha.
So I'm just going to give it to you. She was like, nice. I would just eat the middle of it. And I'm like, yeah, no, come on. Ate the whole thing. It definitely was old, but I got to go back and get some fresh ones because was amazing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That sounds intriguing enough. I would definitely get in on some boudin sausage and
Man, I love a good egg. Deli though, like a good gas station deli where, you know, it's all terrible, but like I say, you know, Burke's up the road here. Oh man, that's the hardest time I have trying to pick one thing out of there.
It's terrible for you.
Oh,
but
definitely.
It's almost always tasty.
Yes,
big supporter of boudin egg rolls is also Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
Okay.
You can look at her on Facebook, Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Just type that in. Licensed in Arkansas and Oklahoma. Family law, document preparation, title opinions.
Oh.
5 stars, 21 reviews.
Whoa. What? Never a negative?
Nair a four and a half star. So she was great, but you know, her office was far away or something. No, not even that.
The average rule of thumb is like out of every 1 to 200 people, 1 to 2 people. We'll leave a review, right?
Yeah.
Or just a review at all.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
So that's some good numbers.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Laura Lindley literally serving in the 40s of 40 people.
No, that math would be thousands, a couple of thousand.
You said 1 and 2.
1 to 200.
Yeah.
Oh.
1 to 2 out of every 1 to 200 people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I ain't listening to any of
that. So how many was it? 20 reviews?
21 positive 5-star reviews.
So let's say 200 times 21.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. That's a lot
two
of
two to 4,000 people. Yeah. There.
That's a lot of opinions on titles.
There you go.
Maybe that's a lot of documents prepared.
That's true.
That's a lot of family law practice.
With nary a mistake, might I add.
Not ever one. Check her out on LinkedIn as well. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
For real? You're on LinkedIn?
LinkedIn.
Didn't know that.
Is anybody check her out on MySpace?
Yeah. My mind was instantly, don't say that on the podcast. And it's, oh, yeah, LinkedIn. That's the professional one.
Yeah.
That's the professional ones. Where all the OnlyFans girls go and be like, I have a business. But yeah, after that lovely brought to you by, I got to quickly talk about it. It was on my prep sheet for today. Patrick, I'm sorry. You can sit this next 2 minutes out. But I got to talk about the fight that's coming up
again?
This weekend. Yes. I just want to go out on a limb.
See it in his eyes.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to go out on a limb.
I'm just going to take a quick nap.
Yeah, yeah. Just want to go out on a limb and go ahead and put forth my prediction.
Uh-oh.
So it's locked in.
I'll go ahead and throw mine out there too.
Nice.
Okay.
So for a little backstory, you got Nate Diaz versus Khamzat Chimaev, which is some Chechenian dude who's like the biggest hype train in the UFC has ever seen, other than maybe Conor McGregor.
Okay.
Even O'Malley? For sure. Because the dude's already fought. He's now ranked second in his division.
Nice.
So he's 10-0. He's 11-0. 10-0, I don't know which one. Anyway, he's a hype train. Everybody's saying Nate Diaz, who's 37 and on his pretty much on his way out, is on his last fight contract and this and that, saying that he's just going to get absolutely stomped, right? And if I had to put money on it, I would 100% put my money on Khamzat.
Khamzat.
Right. But
he's number one guy.
He's number one guy, for sure. And this is number one bullshit to me. Because Nate Diaz, he just released yesterday an interview with ESPN that is now trending trending number 3 on YouTube.
Uh-oh.
Which for MMA stuff is massive. Right. So the third most popular video in the past 24 hours is this interview. And honestly, just his demeanor, the way he's talking about it, the situation behind everything, this is his last fight on the UFC contract and he's very much looking forward to exiting.
Right.
Nate is a beast.
Yeah,
he's a fighter. Like he's not the, you know, just follow your dreams, kid, and you know, kids, and you know, and train, you know, just fighting to decision. This dude is if he wasn't fighting in the octagon, he'd be fighting in the friggin' parking lot outside.
Guarantee there's a bet line on how many times he stocked and slaps him.
Yeah,
That's what I'm saying. I don't like Khamzat that much. I respect his skill and whatnot, but I don't like his personality. I don't like, I kill everybody. That's what he said. I kill everybody. Everybody got to kill everybody. And those are the only words he knows in English. You know, and he's just he's totally looking past Nate and this and that. Listen, man, the way Nate's been talking and the whole situation, I'm putting it down right now. Nate is going to win by submission in like the fourth or fifth round. Oh. I'm positive of it. And if he does, I'm going to jump. It's one of the biggest betting line disparities in recent memory.
Really?
Like,
what is the current line?
Oh my gosh, he's like. Dude, I'd have to look it up, but I'm certain Khamzat is like a minus 1200 favorite or something crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
To the point where if you put money on him, you're not going to win much of anything at all. If you look those up, he might be like minus 800, which is still big. I'm not 100% sure, but dude, I'm telling you, the way he's been talking about it, this is the best interview he's ever done. And I don't know, man. There's just certain things. There's certain things that line up for fights like this, and I believe that Nate Diaz is gonna pull it off, and I will be a very happy MMA fan if he does. And that's all I wanted. My prediction recorded in solid history. So either I will eat my words next week and be like, "Yeah, he got knocked out in the first round." Although, Jay Lindley, do you see Nate Diaz getting knocked out?
No. I mean,
impossible.
No, I don't feel it.
I don't feel it at all. Not with this guy either. And this guy has been such just a cocky bastard. And his last fight, I believe he lost. Not by any official metric, just by the damage done afterwards and who was still breathing light.
Yeah.
Gilbert Burns, I believe, won that fight. Like, I can't believe he lost it, to be honest with you. But there you have it, man. Do you have the betting lines?
I don't. No, sorry.
But I really, really hope Nate Diaz wins this one. It would be incredible if he does. It would be one of the happiest moments I could ever say I've been as a fan of the sport. So I wanted to get that out.
You have the ability to go in and edit this to make whatever you say
that's
correct after
that's
the fact,
true.
Right?
Now let's start my Khamzat rant about how he's going to win.
But you had Amelia like perfectly bark in the middle.
True.
Yeah, that'd be hard to recreate.
That's
you know?
True, man. I appreciate me being able to talk about that for a moment just because it really is legendary. I told myself I wouldn't be watching this fight months ago, but with this buildup now, because 2 months ago I would have been like, dude, this is a stupid. Why is this fight even happening? He's going to get smashed out. But after watching him, I don't know, dude. There's something about like mentality, mind state, and all this type of stuff when it comes to fighting. And Nate's a beast. Like, he'll go 100 rounds. Like, he does not tire ever. And he doesn't get finished ever. He always only gets decisioned when he loses and stuff. He's like, and this guy who's coming up has like finished everybody pretty much.
Right.
So
he's the guy that doesn't get finished.
He's 11-0. He's a guy that doesn't get finished, not from the bottom, not from the top.
And you, Jay, I'll let you know my prediction.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
I was pulling up this, the odds here. Okay, you're right. Chimaev is Chimaev.
Mm-hmm.
Chimaev 1100 negative 1100 That's minus insane. 1100 versus Nate Diaz plus 700.
That's insane. By the way,
it's crazy.
By the way, the same metrics. How what were the betting lines for when Connor fought Nate?
Pretty close.
Connor undefeated in the UFC, undefeated. He had one loss on his whole history, and Nate was the first guy to beat him.
Yeah,
Nate beat him.
Right.
You know, so this is not the first time that this has happened where the hype train ends with Nate Diaz, you know?
So, correct me if I'm wrong then. If you bet on Khamzat,
mm-hmm.
you bet $1,100 mm-hmm. to win 100.
Yes.
Okay. And if you bet Diaz, you bet 100 and you win 700.
That's exactly right.
All right. That's, hey.
$100.
I'd put 100 on Diaz right now.
Go and watch that interview if you have time. You'll gladly put that 100 down. The fire in this dude right now.
Nice.
How much he hates the UFC, hates the upper elite.
He wants to go out on top.
He wants to go out completely on top. He's a gangster.
But you've noticed that there has been some promotion of it by the UFC, but it has not been top level promoted like some of the most recent, you know what I mean?
It's a hit job.
Yeah.
UFC wants to send him out on his ass on a loss and stay out in the exactly. His hat hits him on the way out.
See, dude. It's not you, it's our fighters they want to see.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Basically.
And you're not one of our fighters anymore.
Okay.
There's this burning intensity there I'm not sure I've ever seen. I've watched Nate Diaz for 10 years. I've never seen him look like this before.
All right, man.
And he looks incredibly in shape.
Good.
He doesn't look like skinny fat Nate. Looks like
that's what I want. I'm glad that 37 year old Nate Diaz has given them top level. Because I don't care. I'm as 43 years old. How old am I? 42, 43 years old. If I were to train top level, I could output the same or better than my 25-year-old person that did just the same amount of training. Mm-hmm. Now that 25-year-old person could get there quicker and maintain it easier and longer, but I could do it with the proper amount of discipline.
Yeah,
straight up.
Yeah.
So I know that I'm glad to hear the Diaz is going all in with his.
Dude, look at Glover Teixeira. He just won the light heavyweight belt at 42.
Right.
He just lost it in his first defense.
Yeah.
He was 30 seconds away from winning it, by the way, because he was defeated. He was beat the whole damn – he was winning the whole fight and then just got a rear naked choke, in at the last moment when both guys were exhausted.
Yep.
Anyway, what's your prediction there, Patrick?
It's probably going to be rough, right? I mean, Nate Diaz, even if you're not a UFC fan, I think he's one of the all-time stars, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know the name. Mm-hmm. And and these Dagestanis, at least you've shown me enough about UFC to know that those dudes are bad, man. Yeah. And
I'm racist against them, to be honest with you.
Yeah. How many times the Russians have lost armies fighting in Dagestan, It seems like some tough people. When I first saw him, I was like, did you do Amish? He's got that beard, and that's some big thing. How the Amish don't grow a mustache, right? But supposedly it's because they're pacifists. So this dude, so when I was like, what's the Amish dude? In the UFC is crazy, man. Yeah. Is he one of these that went out on his, what's that thing the Amish people do? The coming of age kind of thing. There's a name for it.
Where they go and actually experience all the regular.
Yeah. And then they're allowed to come back or not, And
that makes sense. That tells me right there that the Amish isn't really a cult situation.
Yeah,
it's a way of life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. It's totally up to you.
If at a certain life, if you were born into it, nobody has the choice. I'm not touching your beer. Nobody has the choice of where they're born.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So if you're born into it, but then you're given the option once you come of age to go check out here's some cash. Go check out the nightlife.
They're
see what
encouraged.
It's like. Yeah.
Encouraged
yeah.
To do drugs and
or whatever.
And
yeah. Yeah.
Music, all the stuff. Rumspringa.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
the
I don't
exact
know. I
opposite
think
of what everybody else does with their kids, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You would you be like, I want you to go, go to an Amish community for a year or so and see if you like it there. Don't do that.
Yeah, not even go experience the exact opposite of what I've been teaching you your whole life.
Yeah.
For 3 months and let's see if you come back.
Well,
are you gonna?
Yeah, right. No, I think you would probably definitely come back. Most people would come back to the most of the simplicities of life.
Yeah.
But that with that comes the possibility of going camping and doing the things that you just want to do on the side. You don't have to live that lifestyle.
That's true.
My bad.
Yeah. Back to the UFC. So this seems like a pretty big fight for 279. They usually do something big in intervals of 10, right? So the 280 is coming up.
Yeah.
Any excitement there?
Huge. Oh my gosh, 280 is looking to be the fight card of the year.
100%.
You got Islam Makhachev versus Charles Oliveira, Du Bronx. Charlie Olives, dude. I can't wait. I hope Charlie wins.
I think it's Makhachev, though.
Yeah,
I mean, it's tough to say Charlie Olives in this one for me. Sorry. I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no reason you shouldn't think that. Islam has been beat once. Charlie Olives beat 10 times or more.
Gotcha.
Every fight he gets his ass kicked for a minute and then he comes back and destroys. I am putting all my good energy into Charlie Olives. I don't want another Dagestani guy to take it, dude. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of these guys coming in with their bad beards and their Muslim attitude about how everything is so straightforward and no fun.
Hello. Oh yeah.
Du Bronx is fun.
Dude does
man.
Not look like a fun guy.
No.
You know, just from the cold, hard streets of Dagestan. I'm good on that personally for a while. I liked Khabib. Let's end it there.
These guys are too good, man. They're too good.
And they come through. And by the way, I got to be honest, the only time I feel like a casual is when I'm watching Dagestanis wrestle.
That's true.
Because I'm like, come on, man. Like, fight the guy.
Yeah.
Fight him.
Yeah.
This is a fight.
Are there any heavyweight Dagestanis?
No. Light heavyweight, you got Magomed Ankalaev.
Yeah,
who is he's
great.
He looks
he's
good.
He's on the way up. We'll but see again, if he's we'll see if it's
yeah. He just beat Anthony Smith.
Yeah.
So that's
a big dude.
That's a big dude. He's in the top 4, I believe. So
okay.
There you go.
I like it.
Yeah.
So there's so there then in with the exception of heavyweight, there is a Dagestanian in the top 5
of every division
class or weight class. That's crazy. Man,
if anybody looked into, I mean, you're talking to Dagestan, you could like fit that in like a couple of them in Arkansas, you know?
And it's like, there's a Dagestan is just the only one I know. Chechnya.
Yeah,
right, this dude, Chimaev, he's from Chechnya.
Just the Caucasus Mountains.
The Caucasus Mountains, yeah. So, but you have that as the main card. The co-main event, TJ Dillashaw, which I'm so excited to watch him come back versus Aljamain Sterling. Right. Another title fight.
I love it.
You got Sean O'Malley versus
O'Malley.
Peter Yan.
O'Malley.
Yeah, in the same weight division. Oh, man. Like, it's going to be a great card.
I like O'Malley.
Sure.
I don't know why. I don't like his attitude.
I hate his attitude.
But I like him in the ring or in the octagon. Matter of fact, I was talking yesterday with a striking coach, not mine, don't get me wrong.
Trevor Whitman.
That was talking about the distance that he can not only close really quickly, but he works from, and very much like Conor McGregor, he works from so far away that people are like, I'm safe, and then they're not, you know what I mean? And then he closes the distance, throws a head kick, or you know, there's a lot of things that same reason why the heavy or the champion we saw lose it. I mean, the way he went to duck it out, the way he went to dive for the hit. He
just didn't work out for him. Huh?
He dove right into the kick.
Yeah. That's what happens, man. Same thing happened to Dominic Cruz the other night, Chito Vera. He was just read it. He just read it. Dominic takes a sidestep every time a strike is coming to the right, and he just ducked right. That's 2 times in a row now.
Ooh.
We've seen that happen in the past month. So, you know, enough about the UFC, I think. 280 is going to be crazy, though.
I enjoy talking about
it. I'm so stoked for that. And a possible John Jones return in December.
Is this really going to happen?
He's coming to heavyweight, if not December, January or February.
Or is this like a Jake Paul, Anderson Spider Silva, rumor?
Have you seen
it? Will it happen? Will it not?
Have you seen it? Have you seen his training videos? Oh, my gosh, dude.
Yeah. You talking about Jake Paul's?
No.
John Jones. John Jones? Oh, yeah. I have not.
He's beefed up now. He's easily like 240 right now.
What? That's a massive John Jones.
And they're talking about him fighting Stipe, but then they're also talking about him fighting Francis Ngannou right off the bat.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say.
He was competing at 205, right?
Yeah. Oh,
Dominated
everybody. The division three times over.
Yeah.
Over the course of 9 years.
And gave his belt a couple of times to the homie.
Yeah, Daniel.
DC.
Even though he beat him every time.
Yeah, exactly. But he still gave it to him twice.
Dude,
right?
MMA math is crazy. It doesn't work out ever.
Nope.
Like when you think about Ronda Rousey beats Misha Tate. Misha Tate beats Holly Holm. Holly Holm beats Ronda Rousey, and it's a vicious circle between the three. It never works.
One of my favorites in there was winning it every once in a while, so I liked that.
Yeah, of course.
Trio.
I feel like I'd have to go to like UFC college to be a fan. Mm-hmm. Listening to it. So there's like,
you can just start now.
I guess
that's what I did.
I guess just start. Just
I've been
jump
watching
in.
It for forever. Honestly, up until like 2 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to name any of a couple of the champions. To be honest, Francis Ngannou winning the title back got me like, oh yeah, I love this sport.
Right.
And just learned everything about it currently,
Well, with the exception of the huge, with the exception of like the huge events, You actually coming to work at the radio station with me is what brought me back into UFC. Of course, I started back in 96 or 95 in the basketball, watching it there in the gym. But that's how I have all my, I just have memories from a lot of that. But I stopped watching after a while. And then, you know, for about 6-7 years now, I guess. But like I said, I picked back up when you started hanging out.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's 2009. Fun to see some, it's fun to see some of the people that are still in it that were
Nate Diaz.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and I don't think he's talking about actually becoming a fight promoter, which I hope that doesn't happen.
No? How come?
Maybe an event coordinator, but another fight promoter, dude. We saw Masvidal do it. We see Nurmagomedov do it, but that's over, it's over there, Eagle FC or whatever. We'll see. I don't think we need another fight promotion, to be honest.
I was going to ask what his plans were, floral shop or, what he's going to do in retirement.
Uber Eats driver.
Exactly.
Luckily, the
go
dude
back
made,
to beating up people in the parking lot?
Luckily, the dude made kajillions of dollars off of those two Connor fights. And then, by the way, he fought Connor in 2016, and he didn't fight for 3 years. And then he came back and fought Showtime Anthony Pettis, who was like the greatest thing ever, and he demolished him. So, I'm ready for this fight this weekend, man. I think Nate Diaz would be able to pull one more out of his ass before he's done.
That would be awesome.
I'm so stoked. You know who else is training MMA right now, who I saw a video of? Mark Zuckerberg.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think he's training to fight. He's just using it as an exercise. But holy cow, dude, I'm actually super impressed.
Nice. He struck me as more of like a Tai Bo kind of guy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's like a 5 minute, of his training with some coach or something like that. And they're sparring boxing.
How
they're sparring jiu-jitsu, wrestling. I mean,
he's like, please don't put this online. Yeah. Like, too late. The whole thing. Yeah.
He's getting paid to lose in the sparring.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, sure, I would get paid to have Mark Zuckerberg kick my ass. What about you? My dignity is worth any amount that
Absolutely.
You give me.
I guess he's trying to do something. What was it like last week? I guess Trump gave an interview or no, he was at a rally and he was like, it was kind of strange. It must have been maybe like an interaction that Trump had when he was still president, because he was like at the White House last week. Mark Zuckerberg comes by knocking on the door, pretty much begging to come inside and have dinner. He wants to have dinner. He and his lovely wife come over, and Trump's just like, he was a weirdo, and I mean like a real weirdo. Like he just demolished Mark
Zuckerberg.
Then, yeah.
Wow,
now he's
like weird.
Training for totally the USC.
Weird. Yeah. I walked in, I said, wow, this guy's weird.
Yeah. Complete weirdo.
Sorry, did I cut you off?
No,
I was
it's a great little exchange.
I clicked on that video like, okay, Mark Zuckerberg MMA. I was like, okay, I gotta be honest, if it was him versus somebody who's never thrown a punch, he would win. But like previously, when I thought if it was him versus somebody who had never thrown a punch, like that dude's definitely got a puncher's chance of defeating Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I'm thinking my buddy's 16 year old daughter. Maybe the two of them can fight and maybe be even match.
Yeah. Now I'm not so sure. Like you see Mark Zuckerberg's sweating like the rest of us,
Yeah, that's true.
Some completely untouchable.
Man, maybe it's something that's about like, these super rich or super elites that are learning just like we would have to in a situation like that, or doing
Zuckerberg just an average guy. Like that video of him hydrofoiling on Lake Winnemucca or something, waving a gigantic American flag, because that's exactly what I do on the weekends, right there.
Exactly.
Good point.
I hope he goes to the UFC.
I'd totally hydrofoil
CM Punk experiment. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah,
that was awesome. Gosh. You remember CM Punk, Patrick?
Well, that sounds familiar, but
he's like WWE wrestler who just all of a sudden decide he's going to do UFC, and they signed him on 2-fight contract and he just got demolished. Yeah. He did everything right. He did 2 years before he went into the octagon, 2 years of training, and he looked like he never thrown a punch or anything in his life. Comes out stiff and stuff. It looked horrible.
I thought you're supposed to tell me when you're about to kick me.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. One, two, three.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, guys, I think we're getting close to that point. Should we do a question?
Let's do it.
End this B out?
Let's wrap it up with a question, then.
Yeah, enough about this UFC nonsense. I just wanted to give my well wishings to Nate Diaz, who, by the way, has no nickname because nicknames are for somebody that's not Nate Diaz.
He's got the easiest name to say in all of UFC. Yeah, yeah. He doesn't need a nickname.
Yeah, on his Instagram the other day, you posted a picture of him with an American flag behind him. I'm like, please, oh, please, dear God, win this.
Just so the Dagestanis, they come out with a Russian flag, right?
Or I guess so.
Do they have their own little national flag or something?
I think it's all
get a lot of booze Russian. These days.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time.
They so much so that a few months ago, they banned flags now. You can't bring a flag out.
No way.
For your celebration. So no more Conor McGregor coming out with the iconic, the Irish flag flying behind him, and he uses it as a cape. That'll never happen again. Up until Russia apologizes for Ukraine, I guess.
Because now people forget, like, where is he from again? I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah. Man, my data isn't pulling up for this question.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Come on. You know what? I'm just going to read the headline of it, and I'm not even going to worry about the contents.
Okay.
I'll read the subject
line. If the content comes up, then you can give it to us after we've already given an answer on the headline.
It's that question, huh?
Uh-oh.
Okay. Oh, it was almost there.
Either way.
No.
Headline first.
How do I tell my best friend that his married girlfriend won't be invited to my wedding?
How do I tell my best friend that his married girlfriend won't be invited?
Yeah.
That's easy.
Here we go. Wait, for the past year, my friend has been dating an old college friend of ours. I like everything about her except for the fact that she's already married. Her story is that her marriage is basically over, which it never is. She hasn't filed for divorce yet, but she's been saying for months that she will soon. It's a long, convoluted story that isn't relevant to this letter because the details of their relationship are none of my business. The guest list for my wedding, however, is my business.
Uh-oh.
Chill out, dude.
Don't.
Chill out. My fiance and I are celebrating our love and commitment to each other. Blah. And
wait, is this a dude that wrote this letter?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, what are you doing? Like you never mind. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'll save my thoughts for the end.
Yeah. Too long didn't read. I don't want Brian to bring his affair partner to my wedding. But Brian, I'm saying the name.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh well. But they believe that this is a serious relationship that may someday lead to marriage.
Beep it out.
Yeah, I'll beep it out. So again, like all these things, the first thing is communication. Communication, man. Yeah, it's
communication.
Key. But that's an interesting conundrum, if you ask me. So your best friend's married girlfriend, you don't want her. So obviously, I don't think he has a problem with it. That's obviously. First off.
Yeah.
The fiance, soon-to-be wife, is the one who is like, I'm not inviting her with that, you know, cheating.
That cheating hussy?
Yeah, yeah.
Coming to my wedding?
Why am I going to invite somebody who's disgracing the exact thing that we're committing to right now? You know what I mean?
That's a good point. That's a good way to put it.
That lacks
nuance.
It's all nuance is missing from that. I mean, obviously not every marriage is the same. Come on. I mean, as we've talked about before, no happy marriage ends in divorce, right?
Yeah.
So these people splitting up, man, that's their own thing. My first advice to this guy is man, you get married, and if this is your wife is pushing you not to disinvite this particular woman, you need to step back, man. You agreed to be there and say yes on the wedding day. That is all you need to do. Get fitted for your tuxedo. That's it. Let her handle everything else. Let her make those hard decisions. That worked perfect for my marriage, and I think that was advice I got from my father, who got it from his father, and so on down the line. Is stay the hell out of the way, man, and let her make all the decisions.
This isn't about you.
Just be there on time.
That's
all you got to do. And sober enough to stand there for an hour or
right.
so.
It's funny.
Does it really matter, by the way? Like, is your best friend not going to come because he can't bring his mistress?
Right.
You know?
That's
like,
a good
I don't
point.
Think but that's not exactly. Even, it's not even his
not
mistress.
Even his, he's the paramour, I guess.
Yeah. He is.
Let him have that, all right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can understand all sides, I believe, but at the end of the day, I agree with Patrick. That's exactly what I was going to say, man. Like, just from the way he described the whole situation, just stay out of the way.
Yeah.
Just don't get in the way. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's it doesn't seem like a big deal.
Yeah.
Obviously, but
it's big to somebody.
Yes, it is definitely big to her. So, and damn it's right and, it and it's something or I guess the who so because it or it's him, I guess who
yeah, whoever, yeah, yeah.
It's big to him. So I don't know. I think it's laughable that it's big to him that the cheating hussy is yeah. coming, you know, or whatever.
I want to know more about this. I want to know more about the cheating relationship, though. That's yeah, the part that we're always missing.
Those sound like the interesting people.
Yeah, exactly.
This right? guy.
You just milquetoast wedding that yeah. you can't even invite a mistress or a paramour to? What the
yeah. fuck? Yeah, and if you're so serious that you're out of your own volition wrote this letter.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. That's I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be in that role.
No.
But if your fiance asked you to write this letter and is making you make those hard decisions, dude, you might need to consider your marriage
or
what you're about to do and say yes
yeah.
to.
That's why do you point. Care so much?
Because
why
that's
just be like, Brian, yeah. no, you can't bring that.
Yeah.
That questionable character.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, and no, never mind.
But they're all college friends, I guess. That was the one.
Yeah.
Part.
All friends and
stuff. All college friends.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's
figure it out. Stop writing in.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Please.
We're really horrible at this.
Yeah. We've proven it already. Yeah,
exactly.
We
just keep giving bad advice.
Yeah, it's a worse question. The questions are bad. Give us a good question.
Yeah, exactly. Get some good dirt in your life or something. Yeah. This is horrible.
And just remember, like, unless you're a pastor.
I find myself masturbating on my married toilet all the time. Why? How do I stop this? I want that question.
Yeah.
All right.
You can work feel through something it. Like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can relate. All right.
Yeah. Well, I think in all seriousness for this guy. Whoever wrote this letter is the driving force behind it. Man, trying to impart your morals on somebody else, unless mm-hmm. you're a parent, a mm-hmm. teacher, or a pastor or something yeah. like that, it ain't gonna work, man.
It's a great
like,
point.
If your buddy's not worried about it, like, dude, he's not gonna care about you being worried about it. And
it's true, man.
That's a great.
That's
way
a great
to put
point.
It,
yeah. That's a great succinct.
Yep.
Unprovoked and
it's real. I mean, yeah,
it's real,
yeah.
man.
Those
well
are the
done.
Three
Pat,
people
listen
you,
to Patrick.
Yeah. Yeah, those are three hey, people you check yourself yeah. to.
I felt proud of myself last night. I was hanging out with a couple of old buddies, and I've learned a lot answering these terrible questions on Regrettable Podcast. So I have a friend that's been seeing a girl for he recently divorced his wife after 20 years
Dang.
Or something. It was he said it was very rough for them at the
Is
end.
It ugly?
You know.
Is it ugly
no,
divorce?
It was very
was
mutual.
She ugly?
No,
it was like one of the. He makes it sound like they should have done it a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. Weren't happy.
Dude's
gotcha.
Super handsome. She's. I've never met her before, but I know friends of his have been like, oh yeah, dude, she's hot. You know. So, any case, right they divorced. 20 years is a long time. He just retired from the military. He is out there at the bar, doing the club scene, going everywhere, trying to live his life, you know, for early 40s, you know, to him, he's got a renewed lease of life. And he's been dating this girl like 3 or 4 weeks. And he asked me at one point, he's like, man, can you read, I'm about to break up with her. Can you read this message and make sure it doesn't sound it's bad? And I'm
text?
Like, dude, a breakup text.
No
and,
way.
And, I was like, I don't know, dude. I don't have much experience in this.
Sure,
like,
you're better, yeah. more than most. You're basically Dr. Phil.
I guess so. I guess so. And I read it, and it's just too much, you know. Yeah, and eventually, yeah. throughout the night, oh, we dang. Narrowed it. Like, it started from a whole story,
yeah.
you know, and then narrowed it down to a couple of sentences. And she threw him a bone. I guess he hinted about something on a text, and she was like, well, looks like we've kind of been in different places here the last week or two. We're both about to be traveling a lot in the coming months. It might just perfect time to just end it. And then he's still, because he's so out of practice probably, mm-hmm. and he's used to, you know, having a wife for 20 years. He writes back the big long thing, you know, hey, I loved hanging out with you. Don't use love. Like, that was like, don't use love in a breakup text.
Yeah.
Never use the word love anywhere.
Yeah.
Eventually we narrowed it down to, I think, two sentences.
Take care.
It was done. Yeah.
Take care.
Hey, that's what it was a lot. What it came down to is, cause it's 3 or 4 weeks, man. I have a hard time taking that seriously.
Yeah.
Like, and then
just block the number.
Yeah.
I mean,
no hard feelings.
That could have happened, you know, but he's a nice guy. Sounded like she's a very nice girl. So it just went down to, hey, it was a lot of fun hanging out with you these last few weeks.
Yeah.
Be cool to hang out. You know, if I see you in a bar, be cool to be able to hang out again sometime.
Well,
pretty much the let's just be friends thing, which is not going to work out.
And if I see you at the bar, let's not make it awkward and maybe we'll bang again.
I'm sure the implication is there.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't. At first, he was saying all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, let's remember, less is more in this situation.
Listen, if I message you drunk, I don't want you to be weird about it.
Yeah.
You up?
But I told him, I was like, he was like, man, some good advice, some good stuff. And I was like, hey, it's a regrettable podcast.
Yeah.
It's where I cut my teeth.
That's right.
On relationship advice I know nothing about.
That's right. Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil. I'm not going to give myself one. Maury.
You're Maury.
Yeah, I take pleasure in the failed marriages, and it turns out it is your...
You're not the father.
You are the father, DeAndre. All right, let's get out of here. It's time.
All righty.
Thanks for everybody. Check us out on the social medias, Regrettable Podcast and all that. Look it up. You'll find us. Don't worry. Forget about the Regrettable Century. Don't even listen to those hacks.
Comment on something that's already there and then say, post new crap. And
there
then,
you go.
And then we'll start posting new crap. But if y'all ain't, yeah. Huh?
For a day.
For a day or two. Yeah, yeah.
2 days.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe two. Maybe one.
That's right.
But yeah, you gotta let us know you're out there and wanting to care, here, listening to it, and then transferring that to social media, because I don't see social media. It does its own thing. It doesn't really promote, do well. That's why Facebook stopped carrying podcasts, man.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Tell it normally.
Anyway, dude, shout out to Laura Lindley. Shout out to this beautiful house. Shout out to McCurtain County and Hochtown and everybody involved. We're going to see y'all next week.
Peace.
Bye.